Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Anthony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, we are nearing the end of spring and the summer sun is approaching fast, and spoiler alert, this one's going to be a scorcher and much sooner than anticipated. Western Australia is currently experiencing a record high of 46 degrees, which is already sweeping across Australia and should hit Brisbane next week, with the temperature expecting to reach above the 30s.
A teenager was repeatedly trampled by a bull on a farm in Mackay yesterday evening. After the boy was evaluated by paramedics, he was then taken to Mackay Hospital, where he is currently in a stable condition. This is the second day in a row of a rare animal attack in Mackay, with a woman enduring a shark attack 10 hours off the coast 2 days ago.
In national news, as communities across Australia are facing the cost of living crisis, they are adopting tactics that were used during the COVID-19 lockdowns. During the pandemic, communities would use social media to connect with neighbours and residents of the same building to partake in community group buying. This would see sharing the prices of products amongst each other when wanting to purchase the same product that they may not use to its entirety. Although this is a time-consuming method that people are not wanting to rely on, it has proven to be environmentally sustainable and could symbolise the start of a more environmentally conscious future.
New South Wales Health has warned clients of Fresh Cosmetic Clinic who underwent invasive procedures to get bloodborne virus tests in their GP due to infection control breaches. The public warning suggests that the clinic stores expired stocks of medication and display non-registered practitioners. Southeastern Sydney Local Health District Public Health Unit Director Vicky Shepherd said people with bloodborne virus may not show symptoms for many years, so it's important to get tests for silent infection.
In international news, Russia has fined tech giant Google $20 dazillion over its content restriction of some Russian-based broadcasters and is banning of state-owned Russian content. The fine amounts to more than the global GDP, so analysts are describing the number as more symbolic in nature rather than anything actionable. Google has not responded to the fine, and they couldn't pay it regardless because the company is only worth $3.2 trillion.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of rain. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/national news.